The British and Irish Lions have just dropped their 2025 squad for the tour to Australia. Fans up north are buzzing with excitement. But here's the real question. How many of these Lions would get a spot in our world champion Springbok side? Today, you are going to get a front row seat as we dive into the Lions squad, size them up against our boys in green and gold, and try to see how many of them have got what it takes to wear our famous jersey. Because when you've got back-to-back World Cups in your trophy cabinet, you don't just hand out green jerseys to anyone. To any Lions fans watching, if you manage to get through all of that, let me tell you, we're just having a bit of fun today. I actually think this is one of the strongest Lions squads assembled in decades. And I'm also predicting a 3-0 series sweep over the Wallabies. So, let's look at that Lions squad, starting with the forwards. Ty Byrne, Ollie Chessam, Jack Conan, Luke Cowan-Dickey, Scott Cummings, Tom Curry, Ben Earl, Xander Fagerson, Tide Furlong, Ellis Genge, Mauro Itoje, he's been named the captain for this Lions series, Ronan Kelleher, Joe McCarthy, Jack Morgan, Henry Pollock, Andrew Porter, James Ryan, Pierre Schoeman, Dan Sheehan, Will Stewart, and Josh Vander Flier. All right, those are the forwards. Now let's take a look at the backline players for you. Bundy Aki, Elliot Daly, Tommy Freeman, Jameson Gibson-Park, Mac Hansen, Hugh Jones, Hugo Keenan, Blair Kinghorn, James Lowe, Alex Mitchell, Gary Ringrose, Finn Russell, Finn Smith, Marcus Smith, Sione Tuipulotu, Duan van der Merwe, and Thomas Williams. Okay, now I'm not going to go through each and every player and say yes or no in terms of whether or not I think these guys would be Springboks or not. We don't want to be sitting here until the Lions play their first warm-up test against Argentina, after all. So what I'm going to do instead is pick what I think an ideal Lions match day 23 will look like, and then we'll pick that apart. By the way, there are only two Welshmen in this squad. That is an all-time low for Wales. Such a sad state of affairs for such a proud rugby nation. There are also two South Africans in the squad as a matter of interest, or at least former South Africans. In total, there are also 15 Irishmen, 13 Englishmen, and 8 Scots. Right, so this is what I think Andy Farrell's team will look like for the first test in Brisbane. I'm going to go with an all-Irish front row here. Andrew Porter, Dan Sheehan, and Tide Furlong. Itoje is, of course, the captain, and I reckon Tide Byrne is his second row partner. The loose trio is going to be incredibly competitive. I mean, a player like Rory Dodge hasn't even made the squad. I think Farrell will go with this, Tom Curry, Josh van der Flier, and Ben Earl. I'll come to my replacements a little later, but first, the back line. Jameson Gibson-Park is one of the easier selections to make. This one is going to divide opinion, but I'm selecting Finn Russell at 10. Wing is also a tough one, but I reckon it could be James Lowe and Tommy Freeman, while Bundy Aki and Gary Ringrose are the likely centre pairing. Blair Kinghorn would be my fullback. Now, I don't know how Farrell will go in terms of his replacements, but I would go 6-2, and this would be my selection. Ellis Genge, Luke Cowan-Dickey, and Xander Fagerson would be my fresh front row. I would pick Ollie Chessam, Jack Morgan, and Henry Pollock as the other three forwards. The nice thing with Chessam is that he can play in the second row as well as in the back row. So that gives you bomb squad-like options. And then Morgan is Wales's only truly world-class player, in my opinion. And then you've got Henry Pollock, who's the young maverick, a very exciting youngster. And then Alex Mitchell and Marcus Smith would be my men on the bench. as far as the back line is concerned. I grant you it's not perfect, but that's what I would be looking to do. So how many of these men would get into a Rassie Erasmus Springbok matchday squad? And I'll go with what you might call a typical or an average Springbok matchday squad from the last few seasons. We'll start with the front row. Oxenche, Bongi Mbonambi and Frans Malherbe would make my team ahead of Porter, Sheehan and Furlong. The only area for debate for me would be maybe Malherbe and Furlong, given Malherbe's, let's call it, struggles since the last World Cup. No one makes my team ahead of Eben Etzebeth, but Byrne could edge Luit de Jager or Ruan Norkia. And then the loose trio of Curry, Van der Vleer and Earl would have to be compared with Sia Kolisi, Pieter-Steph du Toit and Jasper Visser. I would say we have a Springbok clean sweep there again. Okay, now I'll have to go with Gibson Park as my scrum half, and the reason is because the Springboks have several options at nine. And while I personally think Grant Williams is our best scrummy, he has not actually cemented that place in the side just yet. So with that in mind, and factoring in injuries and inconsistencies from Faf de Klerk, Kobus Reinach, and Jaden Hendrikse, I'll go with the Irishman. Fly half? You could make a case for Russell, but I'm going Pollard all the way, thank you very much. On the wings, Kurt Liarense and Cheslin Colby make the team ahead of Lowe and Freeman. Damien Dialende and Lucanio or Jesse Creel would also come in for me ahead of Aki and Ringrose. And Damien Willemser makes my side ahead of Kinghorn. How about replacements? Gerard Steenekamp, Malcolm Marks, and Thomas du Toit or Wilco Lowe versus Genge, Cowan-Dickie, and Ferguson. Gotta go green and gold with all three, folks. Now, we would typically go Adgie Snyman, Quagga Smith, and maybe someone like Marco van Staden. There's no way Snyman or Smith miss out. But I can get behind Chesham, Morgan, or Pollock coming in alongside our boys. The other two, that is. So Van Staden would miss out at the expense of one of those three, I would say. Our backup nine, again, could be anyone that I've mentioned earlier. So in comparison to Mitchell, I'd have to go with Faf or Kobus. And the final utility back is probably Willy Leroux. And we're comparing him now to Marcus Smith. I think this is one of those where, depending on your preferences, you could argue in several different ways. But unfortunately for Smith, if he comes on, it likely disrupts the Lions' backline more than Leroux coming on disrupting our backline. So in that sense, I'm going to have to go with the two-time world champion. Now, I'm pretty sure I've angered some folks up north. Only a handful of Lions would make a Springbok matchday squad, in my view. But let me also add that most of the Lions that have missed out on my squad here would easily make a Springbok training camp. And I might just add, and this is one of the ways that I can back up what I'm saying here, is you've got Duan van der Merwe, who would never make the Springbok squad. He wasn't good enough to get into a top-level South African rugby team, hence the move to Scotland, and he's gone and he's made a wonderful career for himself.
Murrayfield, mighty Murrayfield, is back to full volume.
He's become one of the top wings, I would say, in the world, just not from a South African perspective. He'd probably make most other international sides. And I congratulate a man like Duan van der Merwe, Piers Schoeman would be the same. I congratulate these men for recognizing that their chances in South Africa were going to be limited, hence moving overseas and making a career for themselves. I have no problem with that at all. I will also use the example of DTH van der Merwe. You may know about him, the Canadian wing. He ended up playing in three World Cups. Now, he's from the Western Cape, and he was never even going to be a Stormers player. He was a club rugby player in the Western Cape. He moved to Canada, And he made a career for himself. And it has to be said, a very successful career to boot, playing in all those World Cup tournaments, which he otherwise would not have had the opportunity to do. So in that sense, I'm very happy for him, as well as men like Duan van der Merwe and Piers Schoeman. I congratulate them. They've done really, really well for themselves. I'm just pointing out that what these guys have done is excellent from their point of view, but it still would not have been sufficient to make a Springbok team. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say there. And again, just coming back to the Lions and me not selecting them in my Springbok team, I again would emphasize that almost all of them would make a Springbok training camp, because most of them are no doubt good enough. But also, don't forget, the Lions have only lost to the Springboks in their last four series. So in that sense, we are the one squad that most of them would struggle to get into. No doubt, many more Lions would make an All Blacks or a Wallabies squad by contrast. Now, yes, today we've just had a little bit of fun here, but I'd like to again reiterate, I firmly believe this Lions side is one of the strongest they've assembled in a long time. Not that the 2021 or 17 or even 13 or 09 Lions were bad. I just think that this particular squad is just so much better. This is a really, really strong group of players. And in that sense, it's a shame that they're playing against what, quite frankly, is a very weak Australia. An All Blacks or a Springbok series in 2025, I think, could really have been something to behold. I genuinely think they're going to pump Australia 3-0. The best I can see for the Wallabies is winning a dead rubber third test. But what do you think? Let me know in the comment section down below, and I will see you next time.